AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The tensions moved higher today between President Trump and congressional Democrats. There was supposed to be a meeting today. The AP's Sagar Magani reports it ended quickly.
The president says he wanted to talk infrastructure, but that was before learning Democrats were meeting hours earlier to discuss impeachment.
The I word. Can you imagine?
He told Democratic leaders there'd be no immigration talks while investigations continue. Chuck Schumer says that didn't seem to matter before.
Hello? There were investigations going on 3 weeks ago when we met. And he still met with us.
Accusing the president of running away once faced with paying for an infrastructure bill. Schumer says the whole thing today seems staged, down to the signs on the president's Rose Garden podium.
That had been printed up long before our meeting.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
A federal judge in New York said no to blocking congressional subpoenas looking for financial records from two banks that did business with President Trump. The judge concluded the subpoenas have a legitimate legislative purpose. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan says it's an appalling accusation. Illinois Democratic Congresswoman Lauren Underwood said this is about the handling of migrant children at the border.
But at this point, with five kids that have died, 5,000 separated from their families, I feel like, and the evidence is really clear, that this is intentional. It's intentional. It's a policy choice.
McAleenan was at a hearing today. Republicans on that committee were able to push through a vote to admonish Underwood. A jury in Vermont found Stephen Burgoyne, a wrong-way driver who claimed he was on a secret mission, guilty of murder in the deaths of five teenagers killed on an interstate highway. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the redesign of the $20 bill to feature Harriet Tubman to replace Andrew Jackson has been delayed. On Wall Street at the close, stocks finished lower. The Dow lost 100 points. This is AP Radio News. Electric cars could cut into jobs in the auto industry. A town in Germany could face that reality. The Volkswagen plant there is switching to making electric cars.
The plan is to phase out production of the internal combustion engine cars built by generations of local workers. But the electric transformation raises questions about the long-term prospects of the auto industry, which employs 840,000 people in Germany and millions worldwide. Among the key concerns is that electric cars don't need engines and transmissions with thousands of metal parts that need to be assembled. The town's mayor says he sees dangers in this, but also a chance for the manufacturing center to stand out. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The police department in Torrington, Connecticut has reached a deal with a fugitive that would have him surrender if enough people respond to a wanted poster on social media. Jose Sims says he'll turn himself in if the poster gets 15,000 likes. He's accused of breach of peace and risk of injury to a child. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.